Well, you know, we like to say that. I don't know that it necessarily does as much as it once did, but okay, it's in the song, so Cleveland rocks. Welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. My name is Bob France, and if you couldn't guess that part, I am not Dennis Prager, and I am in Cleveland. It once rocked. It was once a pretty good city by the lake, and with a wonderful river flowing through it that was once on fire about 50 years ago that destroyed the reputation of this town. Now the town decided to destroy its reputation on its own by running cops out of the city, by allowing crime to run rampant, by caving into cancel culture, and getting rid of the baseball franchise's nickname. Now the town is pretty much its own mess. But yeah, okay, Cleveland rocks. That's the name of the song. No, in all seriousness, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. I am in my home base of AM 1420, The Answer. That is in Cleveland, Ohio. That is the ReliefFactor.com studio today. And I'm very happy to be sitting in on this Friday for Dennis Prager. There's just a ton of news that we need to discuss with one another, and we got to figure out how to save this republic. I know it is not easy, and I'm not trying to steal Larry Elder's catchphrase of "we've got a country to save." But in all seriousness, I'll change the language to "we've got a republic to save," and we do. And we're going to do our very best to get there today. So I welcome you to the program, and I invite you to join the program. 877-243-7776. That's 8-PRAGER-776. You can also, of course, watch the show online at DennisPrager.com or at townhall.com. And I invite you to join us. So I want to start completely off the beaten path, if you will. I want to talk about medicine commercials, right? Drug commercials. Do you watch a lot of television? I do. And not the kind of television I used to, which would be, you know, the terrific drama series or sitcoms or movies or whatever that Hollywood once produced. Now, virtually everything you see being made by big entertainment is woke. And as such, is no longer funny, nor dramatic, nor entertaining, nor easy to sit and watch and be comfortable with. So I don't watch that kind of TV, but I do watch a lot of cable news. And I do watch a lot, and I mean a lot, not just Fox News, but also Newsmax and also One America News. And, of course, when you watch a lot of cable, you see a billion commercials. I see two overwhelming themes, massive numbers of commercials for insurance companies, whether they're Jake's or Flo's or Emu's or Peyton Manning's or whatever. They're all over the place with insurance commercials and drug commercials. They're everywhere. Every other spot is, this is for your psoriasis. This is for your hernia. This is for your, I don't even know what all they are. But all of these are, and you know what these commercials sound like, right? Usually they're 60 seconds in length, as most commercials are. They're 30s or 60s. And in these commercials, they spend about 15 seconds at the beginning telling you what a great new drug they have to treat your medical malady. Then they spend about 50 seconds or 40 seconds, maybe is somewhere in that neighborhood, telling you about all the terrible things that can happen to you if you take this drug, all of the side effects, all of the, you know, reported medical emergencies that could result from this. Then at the end, they'll do another 5 seconds of, but it's a great drug. Ask your doctor about using this drug. Never start a new medication, they say, without talking to your doctor first about all of these side effects, right? We've seen these. You've seen these. And I often wonder, how has this drug ever even been approved by the FDA if it's got so many different, side effects and warnings and so on, and the terrible things that can happen to you? How did the FDA even approve this for usage? And so I've noted this before, and I've talked about it before on the radio, in fact, on my local show in Cleveland before, but now I have a different reason to talk about it. And the reason I have this new observation is thanks to my beautiful wife, Jean, and I want to really thank her for this. She went on Facebook, which, by the way, I can't be on right now. I've been banned by Facebook. I've been suspended. I'm in Facebook jail because, well, people, who don't like conservatives just look to cause trouble. I posted a video of a fight outside the Cleveland Browns game in a parking lot. and said, "Boy, isn't wouldn't you like to take your kids to a nice family friendly ball game?" That was reported as being bullying and intimidating, and Facebook's moderator said, "You're in jail for 7 days because you posted a video of a drunken brawl between football fans," which I find just hilarious. But my wife is still on Facebook, and my wife got into a conversation about, drumroll please, about the vaccination and about the mandates, about the RNA vaccines and Joe Biden's essential theft of the rights of businesses to conduct themselves as they see fit and the individuals who work for those businesses. As long as those companies have 100 employees or more, they forfeit their right to their own medical freedom. You must take the jab or you're going to lose your job. So anyway, she got into a conversation about this, and she noted, because she's like me, she's conservative-minded, she's reasonable, she's common-sensible. And so she noted that on the CDC website, it discusses who should take the vaccine. And on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention website, under the headline of, or the heading of, or the subheading, I guess, of autoimmune disorders, the CDC reports that people with autoimmune disorders, and there are a lot of doctors who have said that's a big, big red flag. If you have an autoimmune disorder, you don't know how this could affect you. This RNA vaccine could affect you. Probably not the best thing for you to do. But the CDC says on their website, people with autoimmune disorders should still take the vaccine, comma, although it cannot be guaranteed safe, or cannot be, I'm paraphrasing, there is no guarantee that this will be safe and effective for you. They admitted as much. So my wife put this on Facebook. And one of the respondents in the comment section said this: "All vaccinations and medications have side effects for various categories of people. This isn't something new. Just listen to the commercials where they spout off possible symptoms that at times sound worse than the original issue." Exactly what I was talking about at the top. And my wife's response here was nothing less than brilliant, and it made me look at this in a way I hadn't been looking at it before. My wife responded, "Of course. That's why there should never be a mass mandate of this type of vaccine. Individual situations may dictate that the vaccine could be more dangerous to someone than the virus. And without the long-term clinical trials that all previously approved vaccines have gone through," she wrote, "they have absolutely no idea. I'm surprised the CDC actually admitted it on their website. And if you're comparing it to the commercials, why aren't the commercials promoting the vaccine spouting all of the possible side effects?" And that, my friends, is the money line. That's the winner right there. It's so true, and I cannot believe I never thought of it myself. I'm supposed to think of these things and bring them to your attention on the radio. It never occurred to me, and she's right. All of those drugs that they are marketing for sale on all of the cable stations that I'm talking about, and I assume on networks as well, I just don't watch as much network TV as I once did. But all of those new drugs that spend about 20 seconds of their 60-second commercial telling you how good the drug is, and then about 40 to 45 seconds of that commercial telling you about all of the potential dangerous side effects that you could face before warning, speak with a doctor to see if this is right for you. They all have to put those warnings and side effects in. Even though it won't happen to everybody, it's something that could happen. But when it comes to the Pfizer vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, and again, I use the term vaccine loosely there. They're not actually vaccines. But in the Johnson & Johnson, they're not just promoting this. Well, they were at one point just promoting it, saying, take it. It's safe and effective. And stopping right there. They never once started listing all of the potential side effects. The blood clots, the myocarditis, the high fevers, shingles, all of the different things that people are finding out after the fact, that these are side effects of the drug. These are short-term ones, and we don't know about the long-term ones. How is it that the drug manufacturers who put all of those other drugs on TV for sale have to put the side effects, but when it comes to the vaccine, which isn't voluntary anymore, they don't have to put the side effects there. I've got more on this coming right up. Bob Prince in for Dennis Prager on the Cinema Internet.
Hi, Dennis Prager here again with a message for anyone struggling with pain. Of course, I want you to know about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that tens of thousands are now taking every day. I take it every day. I like being out of pain. But I know you may be skeptical. I certainly was. Then I kept hearing about all the people, including my wife, who were no longer in pain. So I decided to give it a try. In fact, listen to Janice's story.
I was skeptical at first. But because of the pain that I was having when I would substitute teach and have to climb stairs, so I have lower back, hip, and even knee pain. And after about 3 weeks, I found that I could climb stairs pain-free. But it wasn't only pain-free. I could do it step over step without holding on the railing. I'm really happy. It makes me feel like I'm young again.
That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
21 minutes after the hour. Thanks for being with us. Bob France sitting in for Dennis Prager. Good to be speaking with you all along the Salem Radio Network. So I just picked one of the company from Cleveland, Ohio, by the way, just to throw that at you, the ReliefFactor.com studios. I just picked one of the random drug commercials that we see all of the time on TV that I've been talking about. And I just went to its webpage to try to remind myself of some of the things you hear in the commercials. And I'm not going to say the name of the drug because, number one, they're not paying me to. And number two, I'm not trying to denigrate anything except to point something out. This particular drug says possible side effects of this drug, which happens to be, by the way, for diabetes, I think. I think this is supposed to be a drug to help you if you have diabetes. So, fine. Very good. Great. It's new and it's on the market and they're telling you it's going to be great. It's going to do this. It's going to do that. But then it's got to tell you during its commercial that this drug can cause vision changes, unusual mood changes, pounding heartbeats or fluttering heartbeats, lightheadedness, thyroid tumors, pancreatitis, gallbladder problems, low blood sugar, kidney problems, stomach flu, upset stomachs, heartburn, bloating, nausea, vomiting, stomach pain, diarrhea, constipation, stomach flu symptoms, headache, dizziness, tiredness, and on it goes. Like I said, and when they do these commercials, they list all of these for about 45 seconds before they say, but talk to your doctor about getting this great drug. Now, it may be true that that's how every drug is. There may be a ton of side effects for aspirin, as far as I know. I don't know. There may be a ton of side effects for everything that you potentially take, every prescription or over-the-counter drug that there is. But the point of this is they are required, I'm guessing by law, that when they sell and advertise these drugs, they have to tell you about all the things that can happen to you so you can make a decision about whether or not you want to take it. Yet when it comes to the advertising campaign for the Pfizer and the Moderna and the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccines, the only thing they tell you in those commercials is what? Get the vaccine. It's safe and effective. That's it. That's it. Safe and effective. End of story. Hey, it's been proven to be safe and effective. We did trials, short-term ones, because we were on Operation Warp Speed. And these drugs were found to be both safe and effective. Now go get your shot. Why are they not required, particularly since they enjoy immunity from lawsuits? They have qualified immunity to the drug manufacturers that are putting these out for obvious reasons and probably for good reasons. But since they are immune from lawsuits, from action, from liability, if there is something that is really bad that happens to somebody as a result of one of these vaccines, you would think that even more so it's important for them to say, hey, it's safe and effective, but myocarditis could develop, an enlarging of the heart, particularly in young males, athletic males. Myocarditis could happen. Blood clotting could happen. High fever could happen. Shortness of breath could happen. You could be in bed for 4 to 5 days with serious, serious symptoms after you take these shots. These things all could happen. And they are happening. Some things that are being reported through the VAERS system are far worse. The VAERS reporting, of course, is on the CDC website, and it's the system in which people who take particular drugs, especially if they're vaccines, report what their outcome was, particularly if they have a negative outcome. They write what symptoms they developed, what sicknesses they happened, what side effects they dealt with, and so on and so forth. And as you probably know by now, in the history of the VAERS system, they haven't had anywhere near as many reports of adverse side effects as they have during this, you know, 10-month period or so, or 11-month period or so, since the vaccine for the coronavirus became available. They're double, triple, quadruple the number of other reports that they've gotten from other drugs. And yet, turn on your television tomorrow, today, and anything you see regarding the vaccine from the government's campaign, from the CDC, from the FDA, pushing the vaccine on you to try to get, we've got to get herd immunity, we've got to get past this, protect yourself, protect your neighbors, protect your family, it's safe and effective. You will not hear one mention of potential side effects. Why? And again, it would be already egregious enough if the drug manufacturers who make those other drugs I was talking about with the long list of side effects on their commercials, which are voluntary, you can choose to ask your doctor about this and see if you want to go on this drug. It would be bad enough and egregious enough if the vaccine was also voluntary, and you can choose whether or not you get the vaccine because of a long list of side effects that you may or may not want to run the risk of. But it is beyond the pale when it's not voluntary, when it is mandatory. When you are told, if you are among the 100 million working Americans who work for a company that has 100 employees or more, that you have to take this drug in which they will not list the potential side effects, short and long term, in order to keep your job. You take this blood pressure medication, you have a choice, and they list the side effects. You want to take this diabetes medication? You want to take this psoriasis medication, this arthritis medication, this all the different maladies that are out there? What are some of the other ones? Crohn's, and ulcerative colitis. There's about 18 different new products for that. And every one of them tell you this is the one that's going to make you feel better and have less experiences with Crohn's situations with ulcerative colitis causing you to have to run to the restroom. However, here's 45 seconds worth of things that might be worse than you having to run to the restroom. They have to do those, but they don't have 45 seconds on the vaccine commercials telling you all the reasons why you should consider this and whether it's right for you or not. It's shut up, stupid. Do what we tell you to do. That's the government's propaganda campaign. Literally. I'm not exaggerating that. Their literal message is shut up and do what you're told. And by shutting up, I mean don't go online and try to question these things. We will shut down your accounts. We will suspend your accounts for, quote, misinformation that makes people question the efficacy and the safety of our wonderful government-provided vaccinations. Shut up, stupid. Do what you're told. Do what your daddy tells you. What did Joe Biden say when he announced the mandate? What did he say? Do you remember the words? He said, we are growing impatient. Our patience is wearing thin, I think was the exact quote. Our patience is wearing thin with you. Do you know the last person who said that to me? The last person who said that to me in such a condescending tone was my father, or maybe mom, maybe one of my classroom teachers. When I'm screwing up and I'm screwing around and I've been told to do it the right way and I've been told to behave and I'm not, they look at me and say, our patience is wearing thin. But you know what those people were? Those people were my betters. They were my supervisors. They were my adult authority figures. Joe Biden is not my daddy. Is he yours? Shut up and take your medicine, he says. I want to hear what you say next on the Dennis Prager Show.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and top picks on the best coins and bullion. As environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should too. Call Nick at AmFed Coin and Bullion to find out more. I've been friends with Nick for years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. That's a very big statement, by the way. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
34 minutes past the hour, Bob France in for Dennis Prager. Hey, do you like Clint? How do you not? Who is there anybody who doesn't love Clint? Warner Brothers Pictures presents Cry Macho. It's more Clint. What's Clint, 91 now? Clint is 91 and still 93, did you say? Oh, 90. Okay, 90. Still directing, still starring, and saying, I don't care how old I am or how old I look, he said. I heard an interview. He said, getting this age and still being able to, it just opens the door for more characters you can play. Because he's always been the tough guy and the hero and this and this and the other. He's, gotta love Clint. Love me some Clint. Okay, let's take some phone calls. We're going to go to Van Nuys, California, and say hello to Michael on the Dennis Prager Show. It's Bob France sitting in. Michael, go right ahead.
Hi, Bob. Thanks.
Certainly.
Okay, the first thing I'd like to say is I think more people have died from this vaccine than all the vaccines prior that were ever invented, and this is just in less than 2 years. That alone should be a red flag. And, you know, all these,
the thing is, though, Michael, you know, if you believe that and what they want, you know, it's kind of funny because we're all doing a he said type of situation. They're giving us a list of 600,000 Americans that they say died from COVID. And the reality of that is there is an extraordinary number that died with COVID, but not from COVID. And they make no distinction. Yet when we say there are a ton of people, like you just pointed out, who have died from the vaccine, they're saying, well, that's not true. They died of other things. The vaccine had nothing to do with it. So it's, you know, we're in a fight for the real truth and the real information with the government. And the government, of course, always wins because they control the flow of information. That's our problem. Go ahead.
And that's my next point. Instead of doing what they're telling us to do, what they're telling us to do is this. Take the vaccine. Don't ask who gave it. The virus to you. Don't ask who's responsible. Don't ask who needs to be removed from that kind of power again, from it ever happening again. Just take the vaccine. What we should be doing is putting Biden and Obama on trial for giving the COVID-19 vaccine from Fort Detrick to the Chinese during their presidency to weaponize. And that's just called New World Order fact of life, people. And until we do that, we're not.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Michael. I'm not going to speak to that. That's a theory and an unprovable, probably, conspiracy, if you want to call it that. And I don't mean that to be dismissive. That I'm not going to go with. Yeah, that's super. They're going to try to dial me during the show. Okay. All right, we got to get out here. We are going to come right back after this on the Dennis Prager Show. Oh, okay. So anyway, the point that I was trying to make was, that you can't just sue the manufacturers and you can't just sue the government officials who are telling you to take it. If the manufacturers are telling you it's safe and the government is desperate to get it out there, which he was under, they were under President Trump as well, right? President Trump was just as invested in getting this vaccine out to us because of all of the pressure he and they were under during the pandemic of 2020. So we're not going to be able to say, hey, you told us to take what the big pharma people told you was safe, and we're going to blame you. What I think we should do, though, is look at the doctors. That's the one thing as I make my comparison to the commercials for all of these new drugs. And they list the side effects here. And at the end, they say, ask your doctor if blank drug is right for you. So we're asking the doctors, and the doctors that the big government officials are feeding us are the Dr. Fauci's of the world. The Dr. Fauci's who were involved in the gain-of-function research in the Wuhan laboratory that led to this worldwide pandemic. The Dr. Fauci's who tell you one thing on Monday, something different on Tuesday, back to the first thing on Wednesday, and then an entirely new thing the day after that. Dr. Fauci, who has been dishonest and quite frankly just flat-out wrong on virtually every single level of this, is the highest paid employee in the federal government. He makes more money than the president of the United States. He's the doctor we're asking. When they tell you, ask your doctor if this right is their drug is right for you, we're asking Dr. Fauci, and Dr. Fauci's answer is yes, it's right for you. No matter who you are, what your age, what your conditions, no matter what side effects you may suffer, the vaccine is right for you. Take your shot and shut up. And his boss Joe Biden just says, that's right, shut up, stupid. I'll be right back.
There's a reason Gun Owners of America is known as the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. From lobbying in the halls of Congress and the executive branch to battling in the courts, wherever your Second Amendment rights are being infringed, GOA and their grassroots army are there. GOA has never compromised on the Second Amendment in its 45-year history. GOA's mission is simple: to protect, defend, and restore the Second Amendment. GOA has a special offer for my listeners and a free gift. It's up to us to protect the Second Amendment. Please visit gunowners.org, gunowners.org/Prager to join in this important battle for liberty. That's gunowners.org/Prager.
44 minutes past the hour, leaving us 16 minutes before the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us. Bob France sitting in for Dennis. We are live in Cleveland, Ohio, the rock and roll capital of the world, and also the site of our ReliefFactor.com studios today. It's good to be with you. We're talking about drugs, and we're talking about mandates. We're talking about our patience is wearing thin. Shut up and do what you're told, you little children. That's what Joe Biden thinks of you. Now, I understand why he thinks of everybody as his children, because at his age, pretty much everybody could be. Having said that, he has no earthly idea that what he is doing is unconstitutional, and it is quite frankly immoral to suggest, to demand, to treat us as if we are not his equal, that we are his subservience, that we are his children, that we are to be doing what we are told because his patience is wearing thin. It's just beyond the pale. It is beyond the pale. And most importantly, what Joe Biden is doing is unconstitutional. So if you're just turning the radio on, we've just been discussing a point that I my wife made on a Facebook comment. And I always give attribution. If I get something great from another talk show host, or if I get something great from a TV show, I tell you where it came from. This came from my wife on Facebook, and she asked a very good question. If you're comparing the vaccine requirement by the federal government to the television commercials by all the drug manufacturers telling you how great this drug is, how great that drug is, but here's 45 seconds worth of side effects that you could suffer, why doesn't the federal government have to do the same thing? Why doesn't the federal government have to tell you that this vaccine they are pushing on you has a long list of potential side effects, and that some of them could be very hazardous for you? This is why there should never be a mass mandate of a vaccine, she said, because individual situations may dictate that the vaccine could be more dangerous to someone than the virus. And that's what they say in all of those commercials. They say that, you know, if you're looking to solve your skin problem or your this problem or that problem, you know, here's a potential solution. But there are also going to be a whole lot of other things that might not make it worth the risk for you. Talk to your doctor. Now they're telling us to talk to Dr. Fauci. He's the one we listen to. And the doctors at the NIH, that's where Dr. Fauci is from. And the doctors at the CDC. And they're all telling us, don't worry about the side effects. There are no side effects. What side effects? Who told you there are side effects? There's no side effects. It's safe and effective. Two words, that's it. Here's your side effects. Safe and effective. And meanwhile, the VAERS reporting system has tens of thousands of reports of terribly, harsh side effects that are affecting people, and these are just the short-termers. We don't know what the long-term side effects are. Why? Because, say it with me, a long term of time hasn't passed. We just started giving this back in November. President Trump and Operation Warp Speed got it out there in November, December. It's before Christmas. By the time Joe Biden was inaugurated on January 20th, or I should say installed on January 20th, we were given out a million shots a day. A million shots a day. So we're only looking at basically 12 months of giving this vaccine out, right? 160, 170 million Americans have taken the vaccine. And we only have 10 months of what are the side effects? What are the conditions that are going to apply? And a lot of them are bad. Wait until we see what the third and fourth and fifth year since taking the vaccinations side effects might be. Now, will they be? I don't know what they'll be. Neither do you, neither do they. And that is the point. The point very strictly and very directly is they don't know. And they're not warning you of what they could be. And that's what they are forced to do on all of those other drug commercials. Let's go to, we're going to stay in California. Encino. Ben, you're on the Dennis Prager Show. Bob France sitting in for Dennis. Go ahead, Ben.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great, Ben. What's on your mind?
Okay, I have to talk about the injustice of the quote-unquote January 6th protesters and the people in Afghanistan, 1,500 people, who are being abused. And we have this statement where, oh, this is a shame. Look what's happening to our nation. Or they removed this presidency, and there is no they. We are a nation, and we have to stand up, and there's provisos for wickedness of incarcerating people and abusing them and having the media have a closed mouth to all the abuse that's happening around the world.
Okay, let me hit both of those issues. Thank you, Ben, for the phone call. I'll give you a couple of quick responses. On Afghanistan, it is flat-out impeachable, okay? Joe Biden deliberately and knowingly aided and abetted enemies of the United States. That enemy is the Taliban. How do we know they're our enemy? Well, we just commemorated the 20th anniversary of the Taliban attacks on the United States. And you say, well, it wasn't the Taliban, that was Al-Qaeda. Yeah, Al-Qaeda was the instrument that the Taliban used. The Taliban trained, funded, and organized Al-Qaeda out of Afghanistan and sent them to attack this country. They're our enemy. And what did Joe Biden do? Deliberately and knowingly left them $85 billion worth of military equipment, transport vehicles, and munitions. If that isn't aiding and abetting an enemy by arming them, do you know that the Taliban now has the 30th strongest air force in the world? And before Joe Biden recklessly got out of Afghanistan on the red line that the Taliban drew, they had no air force? Now they have the 30th strongest air force in the world just simply by what the U.S. left behind. And then the fact that he left American citizens behind on direct command. If you're not out and on one of those evac planes by the August 31st, too bad, we're out. That's it. He left them, and now they are hiding from the Taliban. Those individuals are hiding from the Taliban, and Lord only knows what's going to happen when they are captured. Those are impeachable offenses. As to January 6th, which is what the left, both elected and media, is telling us is the worst attack on this democracy since the Civil War. Worse than 9/11, worse than Pearl Harbor, that it's the worst thing since the Civil War, this breach of the Capitol building. I've got thoughts on that, too. That's coming up on the Dennis Prager Show. Closing time. 6 minutes, 5 minutes before the top of the hour. Not closing time yet, though. We got two more hours for you on the Dennis Prager Show. Bob Brandt sitting in for Dennis. I just want to follow up on the last caller. He asked about January 6th and the political prisoners there. I want to be very clear about something. When January 6th happened and we saw people smashing windows to get into the Capitol, I said then, and I stand by it now, those people need to be held to account. They need to be prosecuted. And they need to be treated just like the same thugs that smashed windows and broke in and stole things in the riots that happened all over the country in the summer of 2020, the summer of racial unrest, right? They should all be held accountable. Two things in relation to that. Number one, none of the people who smashed and did all of those things in cities all over the country had been held accountable, much less held without charges and without access to attorneys and without access to anything the way these political prisoners are in D.C. They've been held for 10 months, many of them in isolation. Nobody gets treated that way. So I said treated according to the law. They're treating them as if these are Al-Qaeda. They're treating these people as if they are Al-Qaeda. That these people did commit an act far worse than the 9/11 terrorist attacks. And I could play a litany of Democrats calling the January 6th breach of the Capitol the insurrection, the Trump-led insurrection, worse than 9/11, worse than Pearl Harbor, the worst thing since the Civil War. But the reality of the situation is the overwhelming majority of those who went into the Capitol that day treated it like a field trip in a museum. They weren't inside stealing, smashing, attacking, threatening. There is video that the prosecutors have suppressed that has finally been leaked of the inside of the Capitol that day. And that video shows people walking around with their cell phone cameras and just videos. Wow, I'm inside the Capitol. This is American democracy in action. I mean, they're taking videos of the historical aspects of it. They're not smashing, ranting, raving lunatics trying to look for Alexandria Damasio-Cortez to rape her and kill her the way she said she thought was going to happen to her. They're not looking to string up Nancy Pelosi nor Mike Pence for that reason. These people are just being held because the doors were open. And according to the suppressed video that you can see now, the doors were open and they were invited in. Police officers standing off to the side as people filed in, taking video of the place where the country is run. Candace Owens of PragerU Stardom and more had a great, great commentary segment on this last night. I'm going to play that for you after the top of the hour so you can kind of get another feel for what we're talking about here. These people need to be set free, and it needs to be done post-haste. You want to protect our democracy? Do it by applying the laws evenly and fairly. Hour one down, two to go. Bob Franson for Dennis Prager.
Portions of the Dennis Prager Show are brought to you by Sierra Pacific Mortgage.